We're checking in with Robert Pearson, the director of the Norfolk County RSVP program, for a virtual chat about what opportunities are still available even during the pandemic. Robert, it's nice to virtually see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you too, Joe. I'm glad there are ways we can stay connected and share with your viewers opportunities that are ongoing and new opportunities during this time of COVID.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. A lot of folks, at first, when this first hit, found themselves inconvenienced, to say the least, and exasperated, to say the most. But as time went on, we've kind of learned to adapt and adjust and even to find new opportunities that we might not have known about before.
It is impressive to see how many people, most everybody, is willing to make some kind of adjustment and reach out to help others during this time. I think there's just been a greater outpouring because of the common need and seeing that we're all in the same boat. We're all in this together, for people to be reaching out and doing more things remotely or even in person.
Sure. When the pandemic first kind of hit, how did it affect your program?
Just like it affected everybody. We were thrown into an unknown of, wow, we have 285 volunteers typically, and elementary schools are closed, senior centers are closed. The only things that really kept going, but that were kind of really needing to recruit in new ways to very quickly find people for Meals on Wheels and some food pantries. So we really went down to maybe about 10 volunteers being able to do things like driving veterans to medical appointments, which we kept going as only the high priority needs, people needing dialysis, things like that, or radiation treatment, and the drivers following, a few brave drivers following very strict COVID guidelines. And anybody that is doing work in the field now need to follow clearly the strict guidelines set by the governor and local officials.
Sure. So, a lot of credit, rightfully so, has been given, of course, to all the first responders in the medical field and the public safety field, but we didn't hear a lot about folks who volunteer their time, who don't have to but do anyway, and they really deserve just as much recognition.
It is true. It is true. We were able to pretty much within the first few weeks begin brainstorming on what can volunteers that are sidelined, what can they do? It's not a current need right now, but immediately we did have some knitters or people that were handy make face masks. And we needed face masks first for our sponsor, the Norfolk County offices. So they weren't able to get a hold of face masks because of the backlog of orders. So we had about 6 volunteers that made a total of like 200 face masks in a month's period for all the staff of the county. So that was one way we jumped in right away.
Yeah. What would you kind of describe the current status of the RSVP program right now?
Yes, and especially as it pertains to needs in Quincy.
Yes.
There is an ongoing need for Meals on Wheels drivers as more people, more adults are isolated with less resource from family or other community members or neighbors checking up on them. So there's an increased need for drivers. And at this point, we cover Quincy and surrounding towns. And there is a need currently for drivers to run, let's say, a half hour, 40 minute route. Maybe one shift a week for 2 or 3 hours. And perhaps there might be a need to prepare meals in a couple locations in the kitchens in Quincy. Also, Randolph, Holbrook, and Weymouth there are needs. And also in Quincy and other towns, there's a special need for somebody who speaks Cape Verdean to help out, because there are elders that need to be communicated to that speak that language and insufficient English. So that's one. Rides for Vets drivers is starting to pick up. Of course, hospitals have had high priorities and have closed, slowly reopening to non-emergency needs. And of course, volunteers have not been coming back yet to hospitals, whether it's the veteran hospitals or the couple hospitals that we have had volunteers work in, especially older volunteers. Our program recruits volunteers 55 and older.
Yeah.
So none of those volunteers are active, though Rides for Vets driving is picking up, and we are looking for more drivers who are willing to give one or two rides a week, who have some computer literacy to be able to use our easy, intuitive software to just self-assign a ride. It gives them all the details they need of how long the appointment time is, you know, how much time it even takes for them to drive from their home to the, you know, to the veteran home, and then to the appointment location, and usually for an hour to an hour and a half appointment for the veteran, and then home again. And we offer a significant mileage reimbursement for drivers, up to 300 miles a month for at 40 cents a mile. And it is an ongoing need, and I welcome your viewers and listeners to pass on the word and contact us if they are interested to become drivers. There are three other opportunities still that we are active with. One is for the American Red Cross, because there has been such a diminished supply of blood, there is a greater need for volunteers who are comfortable to be going out in the field to different locations in Norfolk County, whether it be a house of worship or a veterans location where they do blood drives, to be in one of two different roles, to be an ambassador checking people in, or actually being a COVID screener, somebody who's going to take people's temperature, give them masks if they don't have masks, and make sure that they are well equipped to proceed, coming in to give their blood. Mm-hmm. There are other interesting volunteer opportunities for the brave and adventurous and committed. There are, it's very interesting. They have these disaster action team members. So they look for people who are fit and able. These will probably be people, people who are very fit and able in our age bracket, who want to commit to one shift a month. And all of these are really a minimum one shift a month, which is 4 to 5 hours of being on call. And in this case, it would be to respond to an emergency and get a lot of training and be part of a team that would respond in basically leave their home, meet a team, and then proceed to a destination to assist in emergencies.
Okay.
And I'll actually come back just to mention that all of these opportunities, I didn't mention it for the Rides for Vets, will have very strict protocols for safety.
Okay.
During this time of COVID.
Yes.
We inform and administer a very strong policy to keep everybody's safe.
Yes, that's good to know for folks who might be a little uneasy about that, but still want to be able to help.
Right. Well, it's very understandable that there is a significant portion of the population, based on the governor's guidelines, that are not yet ready to go back into a location where there are groups of people. And if anything, we're looking at where there are smaller groups or one-on-one individuals at this point.
Okay.
And lastly, for the Red Cross, there is a remote opportunity for someone who really wants to invest a good amount of time. This is for somebody who's a real doer and a good organizer. It's basically being a volunteer leader for 20 hours a month. It's 10 to 20 hours a month. But you would be really working a job in collaboration with Red Cross team members to basically help with the recruitment efforts and systemically or organize the systems by which Red Cross volunteers, you know, become effective and are sent out to different locations. So it's a variety of opportunities. Okay, the other innovation that we had developed right away, because friendly visiting really became impossible. It just wasn't safe for people to go into the homes of isolated elders. So we have developed a partnership with the Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, also known as MABV, to have a telefriend program.
Oh, okay.
So we are recruiting volunteers who are interested to have a phone buddy to check in once a week for about a, 45-minute, hour conversation, you know, with an isolated individual who is blind or visually impaired. Mm-hmm. Here and there, we get a couple of people on our own who are available, who we will place. Otherwise, they're placed through that other organization. And there is a brief orientation online to getting to know how to work with blind people, having an education about how to, what it's like for a blind or visually impaired person to live their life. So it's educational as well.
Very nice. Yeah, that's one that's, a no-risk, that type of opportunity. No chance for exposure there, just a way to be a friendly voice.
That's right. That's right. And very lastly, we are encouraging people in our ongoing Afghan and laprobe knitting program for veterans. So this is something that people have done at senior centers, and that's been put on hold. Where right. possible, we're encouraging individuals who like to knit to do so in their home. And, if they make, five or six Afghans or lap robes at a point, we can arrange to pick them up. They could leave them in a bag on their doorknob, and we would pick them up and, give them to the veteran hospitals for, frail vets that get that comfort from getting an Afghan. And we're also, regarding veterans and first responders, seeking individuals from the comfort of their home to write letters of gratitude and thanks for the service of the first responders in the areas that we can then mail out to them. They could mail them to us, or we could again pick up large groups of letters from their mailbox. We're doing what we can. We're doing what we can to reinvent the program while senior centers are still closed.
Yep.
Schools are a big unknown for this. At a point that schools reopen, which have been, a lot of unknowns for the safety of students and teachers.
Sure.
We're also looking at potential ways to increase that opportunity if the schools are open to it, to help remotely.
Okay.
Help teachers remotely, and also beginning to look to help with possible remote opportunities for English as a second language. Mm. So that's not, we're just exploring that right now. That's not happening as it is, but we want to continue to help in ways as the new normal continues to evolve. Everybody's saying the new normal because we've all learned a lot in this experience. And I must say, there have been losses. We all have known people, or, a couple of our elder veterans have succumbed in this virus, in this time. And it's an awfully challenging time. And we want to recognize, that those losses. We want to recognize, all the heroes, all the individuals, in the hospitals and the volunteers and family members that are doing remarkable work, but also recognize some silver linings. Mm-hmm. It has been a time to be out of normal doing and reflect and realize that we are all are part of a greater community, as we have tended to run around and be compelled to so much activity in the past. I believe that there have been benefits, certainly in my circles and for myself. And it's, it's awful that we've had to go through this.
Yeah.
And yet we're going through it. What can we learn while doing this and promote new opportunities?
So many people, found themselves suddenly with so much time on their hands and looking for things to do. The Norfolk County RSVP program would be seem to be a natural fit, where you could, fill your own time and also help somebody else at the same time.
I agree. So that's, we've kept in touch with our volunteers all along. There are a lot of people, again, that are just home, and we've had our advisory board. We have about 10 volunteers that are on the RSVP advisory board, making phone calls to the majority of our volunteers to check in, mm-hmm. just to say, how are you doing? What are you doing? We've proceeded to mail and email periodic newsletters to let people know, just like the newsletter that, that you are posting here and there for our listeners today. This has been our latest newsletter, and it gives an update of some of the RSVP volunteer drivers in action with compassion, and also we've needed to postpone our annual luncheon, which would have been our 30th anniversary luncheon that would have been occurring in 3 weeks' time. But of course, we need to postpone that, and it will probably happen next August. We hope.
Yes.
We hope exactly. It will. And so there's also a listing of some of the opportunities, volunteer needs I've just mentioned to you, Joe, some photographs, as well as a poem. I believe that, there's a poem by a school volunteer, Linda Rosenberg. It's the second poem Linda has submitted to us around her experience with COVID. She's fun and yet shares, helps us get through COVID with some whimsy and some rhyming. And she, we had posted her first poem in an earlier edition. So this is, we send these newsletters out to all RSVP volunteers through the snail mail. And we sent the special edition out by email as well at the beginning of COVID. So we're busy. We're back in the office full time now, Joe, and it's good that have some semblance of a normalcy here as we're regrouping and keeping the program going and in new ways.
Yeah. Do you think that post pandemic, Robert, you'll still be able to utilize some of these teleconferencing options, these virtual options, in other ways at the RSVP program?
I expect so. I expect so, Joe. I think that we've opened up with the unknown over the next number of months, and knowing just from the example of what happened 100 years ago, that it took quite a while for things to settle down. Yeah. And with talk, frankly, about And people have to continue to be vigilant and careful. Older adults need to, as they need to, I think, wisely be concerned with weather changes and as things open up more, be concerned that we don't take steps backwards and people stay safe. So yes, with that, I think that it's, you know, telefriend and teleconferencing will continue in the longer term, and we'd probably use some combination when there is a vaccine and everything is all settled. You know, at a certain point, I expect there would be a combination of in-person and remote for people, let's say, that don't have a car or don't have the wherewithal to get out and get around, but still want to offer so their services as a volunteer, and there would be people that are open to receive that.
Yeah, absolutely. Has there ever been any thought or talk about maybe opening up volunteer opportunities to younger people, you know, under the age of 55?
Well, I am glad you mentioned that. So RSVP. RSVP is part of a national service program. The National Senior Corps is a program most people have not heard of, but we are a sister organization to AmeriCorps.
Oh, okay.
And AmeriCorps has a lot of opportunities for people who are younger to help in the community. Though our grantor at the National Senior Corps has really been off looking at ways to help us during this time, not only advocating for technological opportunities and possibly even funding us to increase usage for technology, but they have a bill going through Congress for a three-year period that would hopefully allow our program to recruit volunteers age 45 plus into the Senior Corps program. So we are Norfolk County RSVP, part of the National Senior Corps, and stay tuned, because over the next year there are going to be some greater ways that we will gain greater name recognition out in the community, and they're going to be doing more spots and advertising, so people will know more about the national volunteering program for older adults.
Yeah, very good. So look forward to that. Please please keep us in the loop when that does happen. We'll be happy to let folks here in Quincy know.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe.
How right now for the immediate moment, how do folks learn more about the RSVP program and get in touch with it?
I encourage your listeners to call me. At the number that you have listed for RSVP. I could glance over, because I prefer they use the general RSVP number, not my personal number, which is 617-329-5728.
Okay.
They could email me at rpearson, R-P-I-E-R-S-O-N, at norfolkcounty.org. They could check out our website, which is norfolkcounty.org/RSVP. And I'd love people to check our Facebook page, which has a lot of updates, a lot of photos. That's facebook.com/NorfolkCountyRSVP.
Very good. So many, many different ways to get in touch and get more information.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add right now, Robert?
Well, we always appreciate you, Joe, and Quincy Community Access TV, as you regularly give us opportunities to keep Quincy residents informed. We really, in the midst of reinventing things, haven't had the opportunity to be on cable or to advertise in other ways. And I thank you for reaching out to me to be able to share these opportunities. And I want to encourage everybody, every listener in the community, that we are all in this together. please take care of yourselves and your loved ones. We have a country with a lot of diversity, and I think the key is here where we can all come together and be on the same page to help each other, protect each other, and educate ourselves and help educate others, especially the younger people who may not know the risks for older adults, and be able to have greater consideration for how their actions can affect others. And with that comes a responsibility to the younger people and showing respect to younger people too, that we know that they have value, they are our future, and to make sure we are encouraging our young people to know their value and the ways that what they do impact all of us and our future.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and I wish you and your family and your staff a very happy and healthy summertime.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise for you, Joe. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to our next update in whatever format that may be.
Absolutely. Hopefully it can be in person next time, Robert. We'll see how it goes.
We will. All right. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody.